When it comes to questioning, like the last part, the moral test, or like fully feeling repentant, like the last couple of things, how would you encourage us to further examine that and figure out if we're actually feeling guilty or truly sorry when you're not?
That is a great question. And sometimes it's pretty hard to figure our own motives. You know how sometimes we go, what's my motive in doing this? Is it good? Is it bad? So you don't necessarily going to know, you know, perfectly. But my big question would be this. When I decide, okay, Jesus says go right, and I say go left, that's what I want to do. Now, the first question I want to ask is this. Do I have any sense of I need to be following him or not? That's the first. Do I have any sense of that? Well, yeah, I probably do. I probably think that's the right thing and I should do that. All right? Now, if I do choose to do that, here'd be my question. Why do I think I'm doing that? Two answers possible. I'm going to do it so that God will love me, or B, not A, but now B, I'm going to do it because I believe God loves me. And that's my motivation. In other words, I don't believe I can earn his favor by anything I'm doing. And if I still choose to do what he wants me to do, that tells me pretty much in my own heart of hearts, I'm doing it for the right reason. When I start seeing people make that decision to do that, and they can answer the question and say, I don't believe I'm earning God's favor, then I go, I think you have found true repentance. I think that's the life of repentance right there. Now, I will say this, if you say, I believe I should go this way, I'm over here and I want to go this way, and you know what? I really think I'm going to go this way, but it's not because of God's love for me. It's not out of a love relationship for him. I'm going to do it just because I don't feel as guilty when I do it. I will say this. There are benefits even to that. If somebody says, you know what, I really want to do drugs. I really want to do drugs. You know, I probably shouldn't do drugs. I feel guilty when I do. Okay, I'm going to go over here and not do drugs. I'll do what Jesus would not want me. He wouldn't want me to be, you know, on drugs. Well, there's a life that's better not on drugs than on drugs. And I've learned this years through my life. You cannot find one thing in the Bible that God says to do or not to do that is not either to protect me from me, to protect me from somebody else, or to protect somebody else from me. There's always good that comes out of that. So I always say this, if a person chose to live the Christian lifestyle, not as a Christian, I think they're going to find greater benefit than if they chose not to. Like my brother. My brother's, you know, about to die of COPD, and he's about to cut his feet off because he has no blood circulation because of the way he's treated his body and the way he's lived his life. And I look at all that stuff and I go, you know, that's just some consequences of living in the way that you've chosen to live, or he's chosen to live. He'd have been better off over here. But you know, at the same time, he saw how bad life was away from God. And I think that's what caused him to come back, or to come to him initially. So, good question. Very good question.